God bless you. It's great to be with you today.
愿神祝福你啊！我今天很高兴和大家在一起。
We'll go to the first slide. On Wednesday, October 11th, 1994, NASA's Magellan Space Explorer was destroyed.
在一个周三，1994年10月11号，美国国家航空航天局它把那个麦哲伦号太空探测器摧毁了。
The Magellan had circled Venus more than 15,000 times since arriving at the planet in 1990.
这个麦哲伦号太空探测器，它自从1990年登陆这个金星这颗行星，它已经环绕行星绕了超过15,000次。
But on this day, NASA scientists intentionally changed the satellite's course and sent it.Veering into the planet, where it burned to a crisp in the atmosphere.
但是在94年10月11号这一天，美国航空航天局的科学家们，他们故意的更改了这颗卫星的轨道，以至于让它转向，冲向金星，冲入金星的大气层当中，燃烧成碎片。
Why would NASA send the Magellan, which cost $900 million, crashing into the planet?
为什么美国航空航天局会将这个麦哲伦号这个麦哲伦号它耗资了$9亿，让它冲向金星，最后被燃烧成碎片呢？
Because the Magellan was virtually out of power.
因为麦哲伦号它已经没有电源了，没有电量了。
One final experiment had drained its batteries.To the point where it could no longer transmit data to Earth.
它的总共在这个麦哲伦号上做了6次的实验，它最后一次实验呢，已经耗尽了它所有的电源的电量，以至于它没有办法再将数据传回到地球。
The Magellan had lost effectiveness because without power, this amazing technology could not fulfill the purpose for which it was created.
麦哲伦号呢，它已经失去了它的功用，因为如果没有电量的话，甚至是这么高端的这样的技术，也没有办法去完成它当初被造的功用。
And the same is true for Christians. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, even the most committed Christian is ineffective and utterly incapable of fulfilling God's purpose for life.
这个同样的道理也适用于在我们基督徒身上。如果没有圣灵的大恩，即使最虔诚的基督徒也是会过着没有活力的生活，最终也没有办法去活出神在他们生命当中的旨意。
Obeying God can only truly happen when we yield to the power of His Spirit.
顺服神只有在我们愿意顺服顺从圣灵的大能的带领的情况下才能真正发生。
Next slide.
下一张幻灯片。
Yet so many of us have tried, right? We have tried over and over again to live the Christian life without power, wisdom, and direction of the Holy Spirit.
我们当中可能很多人都有这样的经历，我们试了一次又一次，我们想要试图想要去活出基督徒的生活是在一种情况下是不依靠圣灵的大能，不依靠圣灵的智慧，不依靠圣灵的引导的方向。
We figured that if we just followed the rules, behaved politely, went to church, and stayed out of trouble, we would be fine.
我们总以为只要我们遵行那些规条，我们有礼貌的行事为人，我们去教会，我们没有什么麻烦，那我们就一切都会很顺遂。
We've treated life in Christ like a checklist.
我们把做基督徒的生活当成一个一项一项的清单。
And we've made sure to do what everyone would see as good works, so they would be confident in our good Christian character.
所以我们总是想要去做别人以为基督徒该有的好的行为，以至于这样我们就可以认为很自信，我们拥有基督徒该有的品格。
It was all about outward works and appearances rather than a life transformed by the blood of Christ.
我们这样的想法有一个问题，就是这样的想法总是很在乎外面的工作、外面的行为，而不在乎一个真正的里面的被耶稣基督的宝血所转化的一个真的生命、新的生命。
This is what was happening in the region of Galatia.
这个就是当时发生在加拉太地区所发生的事情。
Can we go to the next slide?Here in this region, there were teachers that spoke as if they were Christian, but they taught as if they were Jewish.
这张地图呢是保罗第三次宣教地图这上面黄色箭头表示是加拉太地区。那当时发生在加拉太地区的就是有一些教师，所谓的教师，他们教的好像是像一个基督徒，但他们实际做的却是犹太人的一些观点。
They taught that Christ wasn't enough to be saved.
根据他们的教导，耶稣还不够让每一个人得救。
They taught that rules and traditions were greater than justification by faith in Christ alone.
他们觉得那些规条、那些传统，要比因信称义来的更加的重要。
They were preaching a false gospel.
他们在传扬一个假的福音。
We go to the next slide. We read in Galatians, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all.Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
保罗在加拉太书一章六到七节当中写道：“我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。”
Later, Paul continues, "We who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles."Know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by the works of the law, no one will be justified.
后来保罗在加拉太书二章十五到十六节也写道我们这生来的犹太人不是外邦的罪人，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义，因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。
Paul has begun to look at the situation in Galatia like a doctor.
当时的保罗呢看加拉太的这个情况有点像一个医生在诊断一个病人的病情。
He's diagnosing the problem that they're having.
他正在诊断加拉太地区的这些基督徒们他所们拥有的问题。
They had been infected by rules, traditions, performance, and the teachings of men.
加拉太地区的这些基督徒们好像被一种病毒被这些外在的规条啊传统啊好像被这些给染病了一样。
All of these things are empowered by human flesh, effort, striving, and performance.
这些都在被人为的这些努力这些规条所捆绑。
Next slide, please.Just like a doctor, Paul discovered they were trying to obey God without the power of God, the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗下的诊断书就是加拉太人想要在不依靠神的大能，就是圣灵的能力的情况下顺服神。
And that is the sickness of many good-hearted believers.
就是我们现今也有很多非常心非常善的基督徒的一个同样的一个状况。
Many of us have tried to obey God without the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们很多人可能在没有意识之间就想要去顺服神，但是是在不依靠神的大能的情况下。
But the reality is that obeying God can only happen when we yield to the power of the Holy Spirit.
但事实真相是我们唯有来依靠顺服圣灵的带领，我们才能真正的顺服神。
The Christian life was modeled perfectly by Jesus Christ.
怎样过一个正常的基督徒生活，耶稣给我们做了最好的榜样。
But most of what we know about the life of Jesus Christ happened after one very important event.
但是我们可能都知道耶稣他真正能行出这样的一个依靠神的生活是发生在一件非常重要的事件之后。
Next slide, please. Matthew records it this way. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove,and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased.
在关于这个事件，非常重要的事件，马太福音当中有这样的记载。马太福音三章十六到十七节写道，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
The Christian life was modeled perfectly by Jesus after he had been baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣给我们做了一个很好的如何过基督徒生活的榜样，是在这件事他受洗之后，这件事之后。
We are Christians, literally little Christs.
我们是基督徒，基督徒这个按字面来说其实就是一个一个小基督。
And the title Christ means anointed one.
关于基督这个头衔，它表示是受膏者。
What was Jesus anointed with?
基督到底是被什么所膏了呢？
Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God.
基督其实是，耶稣基督其实是被圣灵所膏。
What am I trying to tell you?
我到底想要对大家说的是什么呢？
I'm trying to tell you that Jesus, the anointed one, modeled what life was supposed to look like and be like by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我想要告诉大家的是，耶稣基督给我们每个人都做了一个很好的榜样，如何去过一个基督徒的生活，是在受圣灵的恩膏之后，如何能够活出来。
His life was led by the Holy Spirit.
他每一天的生活都被圣灵引导。
But the Galatians and some of us Christians have at times tried to live.The anointed life without the anointing of God.
当时加拉太的基督徒以及我们当中现今的一些人基督徒总是想要过一个受膏者的样式，一个受膏者有这样身份的生活，但是活出来的样子却是不依靠被膏的能力。
We've tried to live the Christian life without Christ.
我们想要过基督徒生活是没有不依靠耶稣的情况下过这样的生活。
We've tried to obey God without the power of God.
我们想要在不依靠神的大能的情况下来顺服神。
This is not what God intended.
这不是神所预定的。
Next slide. In Philippians 2:13, Paul reveals to us,that it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose.
保罗在腓立比书二章十三节写道，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
How does God work in us?
那到底神怎么样在我们当中工作呢？
He works in us by the power of the Holy Spirit.
他通过圣灵在我们每个人身上动工。
As the church this quarter, you have heard many preachers speak about obeying God.
作为一个教会可能这一个季度你们听了很多的关于顺服神的讲道。
Friends, I want you to know that we are fully equipped to obey God, but only by the power of the Holy Spirit.
朋友们，我想让你们知道，你们每一个人其实都被圣灵所武装了，但是到底你们有没有被支取这样的能力呢？
That's what the Bible teaches.
这就是圣经要教导我们的。
And that's where we find ourselves in the text today in Galatians.
所以我们今天就来看看加拉太书五章这几节经文如何和今天的我们有关系。
Can we go to the next slide? And one more.The flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not able to do whatever you want.
在我们刚刚读的加拉太书五章十七节这里有写到，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
This is the first of three truths that I want to highlight from the scriptures today.
这是今天我想要在这段经文当中想要跟大家强调的第一点。
We need to be filled with the Spirit.
我们要让圣灵充满。
What God desires for our lives by the Spirit, and what we desire for our lives by the flesh or the sinful nature, are at odds.
神所期待我们过想的生活和我们肉体所期望的总是不一致。
They are always at war and never in agreement.
圣灵和情欲总是在像一场战争一样，总是在征战，他们从来都不会达成一致。
The flesh or the sinful nature is something that we're all born with.
情欲或者有些地方翻译成肉体。是我们天生生来就有的。
It's that desire in our lives to have something that God doesn't want for us.
这样的肉体的情欲是一种我们生命当中的那部分，是神所不希望我们所拥有的。
Next slide, please. In Psalm 51:5, David says, "Surely I was sinful at birth." Sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
大卫在诗篇五十一章五节当中说道，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
What David is telling us is that from the time that we're even conceived, sin is in our lives.
大卫想告诉我们的是，我们即使在刚刚被孕育在母亲怀胎的时候，我们每个人就已经有了那罪性。
So imagine what this meant for Israel.
大家可以来想一想，这到底意味着对于以色列人来说意味着什么？
They were given the law of Moses to follow.
他们当时被给予了摩西律法。
This was impossible for them to do.
神知道他们根本没有办法去守全那些律法。
But God knew that it would be impossible for them to do.
但神知道他们根本无法守全律法。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道的呢？
Because in the law of Moses is something called the sacrificial system.
因为在摩西律法当中有这样的一个献祭的系统。
God knew that we would mess up.
神知道我们一定会搞砸了。
So he put sacrifices. He instructed them how to make sacrifices for their sins.
所以神给了他们一些一些教导如何通过献祭来赎罪。
So here the next verse, Psalm 51 verse 6 reads, Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place.
接着大卫在诗篇51章6节写道，你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
The word that is translated faithfulness also means truth.
这个词51章6节这当中内里诚实还可以翻译成真理。
In John 14, when Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit, he refers to him as the Spirit of truth.
在约翰福音14章当中当耶稣提到圣灵的时候他叫圣灵也叫真理的圣灵。
Jesus said of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣曾经宣告他说我是道路我是真理我是生命。
What does this mean to us?
这对我们意味着什么呢?
David realized thousands of years ago that even though we were born in sin, God desired the spirit of truth to fill and rule our lives.
这意味着什么呢?就是在几千年前,大卫就已经明了即使我们是身在罪孽里但是神依然想要我们被圣灵充满让圣灵来统管我们的生活。
Why do we need that filling of the spirit of truth? Because we can't obey God and live for God without God.
我们为什么需要被真理的圣灵充满呢?因为我们没有办法在不依靠圣灵的大能情况下来顺服神来活出为神而活。
So here is a glass.
大家可以看到牧师手中有一个玻璃杯。
It looks like it's empty, but it's actually filled with air.
它看起来好像是空空的,但其实它里面充满了空气。
So the question is, how do I remove the air out of the glass?
所以我问大家一个问题,到底怎么样能把这个玻璃杯里面的空气去除出去呢?
I could use a vacuum to suck the air out of the glass.
我可以用一个抽真空机器来将里面的空气都抽空。
But that would actually break the glass itself and make it incapable of fulfilling its purpose.
但如果我那么做的话，就会让这个玻璃杯碎了，它就没有办法再行使它作为一个容器的功用。
There's another way for me to remove the air.Out of this glass.
那其实还有另外一种方式，我可以将这个杯子里的空气去把它驱除出去。
If I start to fill the glass,
当我倒些水进这个杯子里的时候
，I can remove the air.
大家可以看到，空气就可以被驱除出去。
But what if I just fill it halfway?
但如果我只倒了半杯呢
？There's still air.Inside the glass.
这个玻璃杯里面仍然还有一些空气。
I need to fill this glass completely.
我需要将水倒满这个玻璃杯。
In order to remove all of the air.
只有这样才能将杯子里所有的空气去除出去。
We are the glass.
我们每一个人就是这样的一个玻璃杯。
We're meant to be filled.
我们本来生来是想生来被造是用来被充满的。
The air is the law, rules, and performance by human effort.
这个空气就好像规条这些规矩一条条的律例还有人的外在的这些一条条的行为。
God doesn't want to suck all of his law out of our lives. That would be tragic.
神并不想在我们的生命当中废除这些律法，因为如果没有律法的话，那将是一片灾难。
Instead, God sent His Holy Spirit.
但是神却差来了他的圣灵。
To fill us and to replace our requirement to follow the law.
所以，神差来了圣灵，来替代了我们那种想要靠人为意志力守律法的自我要求。
Each day, you can ask God for a fresh filling of His Spirit, and you will show that rather than being filled with human effort, you desire to be filled with the living water of God.
每一天你都可以祷告祈求神让他的圣灵再次的充满你，这样你就会经历到不是你不是每天靠着人为的意志力，靠着人为的努力在那边行事为人，而是你会被活水般的圣灵所充满。
When we're filled and following the Spirit, then we can walk the way Jesus did.
当我们愿意被圣灵充满的时候，愿意顺服圣灵的引导的时候，我们就可以像效法耶稣一样行事为人。
Next slide, please. The next truth is that we need to use God's power.
第二个真相是我们需要运用他的大能。
I want you to look at these two cars.
大家可以看一下这张幻灯片当中有两辆车。
One of these two cars will be your car for the next week.
假想一下如果下一周你将有拥有其中的一辆车。
You have to choose one of them, and you have to take it the way that it is.
你必须在这两者当中选一个，而且你不能做任何的变化，就是他们现在是什么状况，你拿到这一周就是什么状况下使用。
Which one would you rather have?
你到底会选哪一辆呢？
Well, I know I would rather have the blue one.
我想很诚实地跟大家说，我很想拥有左边这个蓝色的。
But what if I told you that the blue one had no gas?
但我如果告诉你，这个蓝色的新的玛莎拉蒂没有汽油，你会做什么样的选择呢？
Which one would you like now?
你现在还会怎么选呢？
The smart choice would be the red one.
那比较聪明的选择应该是右边这个红色的车。
The red one has a full tank of gas.
右边红色的车它的油箱被装满了。
The reason why it would be smart to take the red one is because it can fulfill its purpose as a car.
我们之所以会选红色的车是因为它能够履行它作为汽车的功用。
The red one has been filled with gas.
红色的车它的油箱被充满了。
It can get you from point A to point B.
所以它可以带你从地点甲到地点乙。
But if you choose the blue one, you'll have to push that car everywhere you go.
但如果你选了左边这辆蓝色的新的玛莎拉蒂的话，可能你需要找很多人来一直来推这辆车，你才能到达你的目的地。
Unless you drive downhill everywhere you go.
或者你可以选择那种下坡的地势。
You might be able to get around pretty well in it for a little while.
也许通过这样找人推啊、下坡啊这些方式，你可能可以开这样的玛莎拉蒂开一会儿。
And it looks nice, and everybody will admire your car.
它看起来很酷炫，可能人人都会向你投来羡慕的眼光。
But it has no power.
但是它没有电源，没有能量。
Eventually, over time, you're going to get tired of pushing that blue car around.
所以最终你一定会因为一直要推这辆车而累垮。
Your attitude is going to change towards that car.
所以你对这辆车的态度就会渐渐发生变化。
And you'll struggle because you're doing what, because you're trying to accomplish what the car was really created to do.
你会非常的累，因为你在试图去完成这辆车本来被造该做的事情。
That's what happens when we try to obey God without God's power.
这个就好像我们刚刚所描述的，我们想要在没有神的大能的情况下，想要去顺服神。
Some of us don't walk by the Spirit because we've walked by the flesh so long, pushing around that blue car, and that we don't know how to walk by the Spirit.
我们当中的一部分人啊，之所以不能顺着圣灵而行，是因为我们已经顺着肉体而行太久了，就好像一直我们自己人为的去推这辆蓝色的车，以至于久到我们已经不知道如何顺着圣灵而行。
As a result, we keep falling into some of the same sins over and over again.
所以结果呢，就导致我们就掉进了这样的一些相同的一些罪行，一遍又一遍就掉在同一个坑里。
I call them signature sins.
我叫这些罪性呢叫做特色罪。
My signature sin was envy.
我自己身上的特色的罪是嫉妒。
I grew up as an overweight child and laughed at because I didn't have brand name clothes and cool sneakers that other kids had.Because I couldn't fit them.
在我长大的过程当中呢，我一直都是一个超重的小孩，被很多人笑，因为我没有那些名牌的衣服，没有那些酷炫的运动鞋，那些其他小孩都可以拥有的，因为我穿不下他们。
Because of the ridicule that I received, I began to believe that I was worthless.
因着那一次一次的被嘲笑我开始渐渐相信我自己是一无是处的。
My worthlessness led me into the sins of envy and jealousy.
所以这样一个一无是处的自我价值观呢带我进入了这样的一个羡慕嫉妒恨的这样的一个罪行当中。
So when I became a Christian, I wasn't able to celebrate.With other people in their blessings, because I was so wrapped up in my own feelings of unworthiness.
所以，当我成为一个基督徒的时候，我仍然无法和其他人一起在他们所受到的祝福当中与他们一起欢乐、一起庆祝，因为我自己这个人被我这样的一无是处的自我价值观被捆绑包裹的太厉害了。
I tried to love people and rejoice with them.But I had such a hard time because even though I had been filled with the Holy Spirit, I wasn't living by His power.
我非常努力地想要去爱别人、爱人和他们一起欢乐、喜悦、庆祝，但是我真的是没有办法做到，因为即使我曾经被圣灵充满过，我没有办法活出依靠他的能力和智慧来活出来。
I hadn't allowed Holy Spirit to speak to me about my feelings of unworthiness and deal with my issues.
我没有允许圣灵来对我自己说话，对我那一部分就是我的这样的一个一无是处的自我价值观来让圣灵来对我说话，来让我直面我自己的问题。
I had this amazing blue car, but nobody...
我拥有这样一个酷炫的这样一个蓝色的玛莎拉蒂，但是没有汽油。
And the more I pushed it around, the more I pushed around my Christian life, the more I kept getting tired and overwhelmed.
所以当我越努力的想要去推这辆蓝色的车的时候，我就会越来越累，越来越被压垮。
And the more overwhelmed I became, the more I kept slipping.Into the sins of jealousy and envy.
所以这好像一个恶性循环。当我越被压垮的时候，我就越容易继续滑向这个嫉妒羡慕嫉妒的这个深渊。
This is not what God intended.
这并不是神所期待的。
The Galatians struggled in their faith because they had the power of the Spirit.But they relied on the power of the flesh to live the supernatural life of Christ.
当时的加拉太人呢，他们在他们的信仰上非常挣扎，因为虽然他们拥有圣灵的能力，想要去活出耶稣基督这样一个超自然的一样一个生活方式，但是他们却依靠自己的肉体。
They were striving to love rather than allowing love to be born out of relationship with the Spirit.
他们努力 通过人为的方式、自以为的方式去爱神、爱人，而不是通过与神的灵建立关系之后所生发出来的爱去爱神、爱人。
They were striving for peace rather than experiencing the peace that is born of the relationship with the Spirit.
他们努力通过人为的方式想要得到这个和平、得到这个和睦，却没有去通过与神建立关系而生发出来的在耶稣基督里的平安，能够流出我们与神与人的关系。
And all of this striving eventually wears you out, and you slip into the lust of the flesh.
所有这些人为的努力最后都会让你非常的疲惫，已经没有力气了，所以以至于你会滑向肉体的情欲。
You slip into hatred and discord and jealousy and fits of rage and selfish ambition and factions, just to name a few.
那些肉体的情欲有一些在加拉太书当中列出来的，好像憎恨、不和、嫉妒、愤怒这种自私的野心、这种结党，我只说了一部分。
This is not what God intended.
这并不是神所期待要看见的。
Let's go to the next slide. I want to close with this last truth.
我今天想要以这个第三点，也是最后一天来结束今天的讲道。
By following the leading of the Holy Spirit and obeying God, the Holy Spirit will produce amazing fruit in your life.
当我们来顺服神、顺服圣灵的带领的时候，神就会结出在我们身上结出这样顺服的果子。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
I want you to notice that the fruit comes from the Spirit.
我想要强调的是，这个圣灵的果子是来自于圣灵。
Just like I can't make an orange or a strawberry.
就好像我没有办法去制造一个草莓或者一个橘子。
I can't make the Spirit's love or joy or peace.
就像我自己没有办法自然而然的生发出那样的一个和平、喜乐、仁爱。
It's something that comes from the Spirit.
这些都只能来自于圣灵。
These are all of the character traits of Jesus.
这些圣灵所结的果子，这里写的仁爱、和平、喜乐到节制，都是写的是耶稣所具有的品格。
This is the nourishment from the Spirit that we need in order to obey God.
这就是圣灵滋润下充满之下所结出来的果子，必须要顺服神才会有这样的果子结出来。
But as hard as we try,We can't make it happen.
我们如果只是靠自己人为的努力，一直想要去尝试，我们根本还是没有办法做到有这样的果子结出来。
Sure, I can love somebody, but my love is nothing like Christ's love.
当然，我可以去爱一个人，但是我的爱，我这种人为的爱，可能出于肉体的爱，根本没有办法像耶稣的爱一样。
The first bite might taste like Christ's love, but it's going to turn your stomach sooner or later.
可能第一口尝试的这种我的这样从出自肉体的爱可能还可以，但是可能再之后就会让人很反胃，很倒胃。
This fruit is beautiful, it's nourishing, and it does exactly what God intends for it to do.
圣灵所结的果子非常的美丽，非常的滋润人心，也是会持到永久的，那是神所期望、所看见的。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a world of starving people.
弟兄姐妹们，我们生活在一个世界，到处都充满了饥饿、贫穷的人。
our coworkers, our neighbors, our children, our spouses are all hungry for the fruit of the Spirit.
我们的同事、我们的邻居、我们的孩子、我们的配偶，都他们每一个人都非常的饥渴啊，需要圣灵的果子。
God has given us a powerful opportunity to feed the world with our obedience to His Spirit by His power.
神给了我们一个这样一个非常大能的一个机会啊，可以去啊去充满这个世界，喂养这个世界。这个唯有发生在我们愿意去顺服圣灵的带领，愿意服在圣灵的大能之下。
He doesn't want us to do it without him.
神不希望我们去做这些事情的时候不依靠他的大能。
Let's go to the next slide. Today we need to commit to being filled.
所以今天我们需要来再次的在神面前和他立约，我们要让圣灵充满。
We need to ask God every day for a fresh filling of His Spirit.
我们每一天都需要来祷告，祈求神用再一次更新的灵来充满我们。
And what that will do is show God that we don't want to perform.
所以那样让圣灵充满的意思是说，我们不想靠着自己这种外在的人为的努力去做一些规条所限定的一些行为。
It shows God and it shows us that we want to follow His lead.
这表明我们想要显明我们愿意来顺服圣灵的带领。
Once we're filled, we need to use what we have.
当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们方可运用他的大能。
We need to use his power.
我们才能运用他的能力。
And we do that by walking by the Spirit.
我们只有在顺服圣灵的引导之下才能做到。
It might look like praying something like this.
这可能看起来很像像牧师做的这样的祷告。
Lord, I want to love, but give me the grace to love.
主啊，我很想去爱人爱神，求你自己来给我这样的恩典。
Lord, I want to be faithful, but give me the grace to be faithful.
主啊，我想要对人对神对神对人能够信实，能够真实，求你给我从你而来这样的恩典。
And when He gives us that grace, watch God bear fruit in your life.
当神赐予你这样恩典的时候，等候神在你的生命当中结出圣灵的果子。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, help us to yield to you today.
阿爸天父，我们恳求你今天来帮助我们来顺服你。
We forsake our human efforts and performance.
我们愿意放下我们的这些人为的努力，我们那些想要做的一条一条的清单的行为。
And accept your invitation to live and obey you by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit.
帮助我们来接受你的邀请，邀请圣灵在我们生命当中做工，愿意来我们每一个人每一天愿意来顺服圣灵，顺服神。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen.